Well, a very fascinating story has broken here today regarding a councilman for the town of Morrisville. His name is Jerry Wendell, and he has resigned from the Morrisville Council, and his allegation is that he has been harassed and bullied. Steve Rao is a fellow member of the Morrisville Council, and he is joining me today. So, Steve, I appreciate you coming by. We're going to talk about immigration issues that I know are near and dear to your heart in just a few minutes here. But I got to get your reaction to this. Councilman Jerry Wendell, he says he's leaving because he's been bullied.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Councilmember Wendell for his service to the council. I also want to thank him for his service to the country as a U.S. veteran. And I was very surprised to hear of his resignation this Monday. And also wish his son Jordan all the best, who's making a quest for Olympic gold. He's a diver for the U.S. Olympic team, which is quite exciting. So, but I was very surprised about the resignation. What I will tell you is that these allegations have been denied, and the town of Morrisville was making efforts to figure out what happened here and how we could work the situation out. Speaking as a senior member of the council, I do not believe that any of my council members are capable of hate or discrimination or racism. I think Morrisville is one of the most inclusive, diverse towns in the nation, in the state, and the United States. And I just think that we often can have misunderstandings in politics through body language, through raising our voice, which could be perceived as bullying. So if Council Member Wendell felt bullied, I want him to know that I'm personally sorry and sorry to see him go. But I just feel like we have to be careful with what do we mean by bullying. And, you know, in terms of what I know, I'm just hearing, you know, stories from both council members.
Have you seen or witnessed anything that you would consider to be bullying or harassing of Councilman Wendell?
Well, you know, for me, we all at some point or another have been the victims of bullying. I've in the past felt bullied by former council members, by citizens sending emails, you know, bad about this vote, whatever. And Councilmember Wendell has used social media in a very different style, using it to express his opinions. And oftentimes I felt when those social media posts were used to say that I'm going to do everything I can to get council members out of office, I felt a bit bullied by him by those posts. But when I took a step back, I realized that it was just the heat of the moment of the passion, and he and I have tried to, you know, work together. So I think that at some point when we go down the line in the world, in the gladiator sport of politics, which I sometimes call it, you're going to be bullied. And I think it's just about how you perceive what that perception is. I wasn't there in the room with Councilmember Schlenk and Councilmember Wendell, but I know both of them, and I don't think either one of them is capable of bullying. I think this is a misunderstanding, and I would have liked to have had this worked out. I think it's taking away the attention from the town on focusing on the great things we're doing in Morrisville, which is, you know, building a farmer's market, building a library, bringing world-class cricket. They just advanced to the next round of the World Club status, called One Day International status. Got lots of road projects. And championships are won when we bring out the best in each other. And I think social media, in my opinion, Donna, is a big reason why all of these things are happening. Because I think what I've learned from this experience moving forward is the town of Morrisville needs to increase the standards of social media conduct by elected officials, making sure that there's guidelines and parameters of the things that we can't do. We can't regulate free speech, but we can have a code of conduct that we abide by so that we're not deliberating on the social media. That's just my personal opinion, but I do think that this is something that, you know, we're going to try to focus on.
Steve, I appreciate you giving us your reaction to that. Let's talk a little bit about immigration, because I know that you are working on behalf of an organization that is trying to see some reforms in legal immigration and highly skilled workers coming into the country. What's your reaction to what the president had to say about wanting to change our national immigration system into something that is much more economically focused based on merit? He's already gotten pushback from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on using the word merit and what that means.
Yeah, I mean, I was just surprised to read about this. I've just literally got back from a trip. But I do think that the new American economy, which I represent, really focuses on the economic benefits of immigration, has seen the benefits of a merit-based system where you are rewarding highly skilled workers to not only come into the United States, but this doesn't really address what it's going to do to those highly skilled workers that are here. But there is legislation on the Congress called the Fair High Skilled Immigration Act, which actually reduces the cap on green cards, it enables citizens to accelerate their path to citizenship, enables spouses to work, it enables you to move between jobs, have education-based exemptions. So I think highly skilled is good. I think the merit-based part I'm happy with. I think we want to recruit the best and brightest talent. And what I'm not so happy with is it doesn't include anything about the Dreamers that are here. So there's no mention of protecting those 35,000 in North Carolina, which are bringing in about $484 million. These are children that were here by no will of their own here in the United States. Some of them have lived here their whole lives. So, but I'm in favor of a comprehensive deal. So if we could get the skilled immigration reform the president's proposing with DACA and then some agreement on the border, then I think we could have a bill that we could put forth. Some of these bills I've mentioned have over 32 sponsors in the Senate, and David Price, David Rauser, and G.K. Butterfield have sponsored the House version of the Fair School Immigration Act.
We're going to talk more about exactly the elements of that bill. And also, Steve was on a trip recently with some big-time state officials trying to recruit business into North Carolina. We're going to check in and find out exactly how that trip went as well. Steve Rau, he is a member of the Morrisville Council, joining us here today.